views and opinions expressed on the following program are those of the hosts and guests and not necessarily those of the staff or management of KLAV.
This is Gambling with an Edge with Bob Dancer and Frank Nealon. Frank is the author of The Secret World of Video Poker Progressives, available at his website, ProgressiveVP.com, and is a former manager of the largest Las Vegas progressive slot team and has over 20 years of gambling experience. Bob Dancer is the best-known video poker player and writer in the country today, with more books than we can mention. Bob's won more than $1 million during a six-month period and has taught video poker at several casinos. To check out Bob's products, visit BobDancer.com. So if you're a Vegas local or are planning a trip here, this is one show you don't want to miss, because we'll be teaching you how to gamble with an edge. Now, here's Bob and Frank.
Well, hey, Las Vegas. No, this is not Bob and Frank. This is actually Al Mancini standing in for Frank Nealon.
And this is Max Jacobson standing in for Bob Dancer. Do you have any idea what we're supposed to be doing?
No, not really. I think this show is something about gambling. That's what they were sort of saying at the beginning. Pretty much I go to casinos to eat and to waste money looking for comps and comp drinks in particular. But look, Frank left some notes.
Oh, good. What does he say?
Let me see. He wrote, to Max, just glare at Al a lot. Okay, well, you're good at that. Dear Al, we'll be there just a couple of minutes late. I'm cooking something up for you to critique. Bob's getting back from San Diego. Until we show up, just say some random stuff. We're good at that, too. And have Max contradict you regardless of how insightful and accurate your statements are. It works for us. And that's him saying that. If things get boring, irritate Bob, I mean Max, by talking about your strip club adventures. See, man, this is right up our alley, Max. Make sure you are standing. Bob has my chair wired with a shock device. Oh, that's great. And Max might find the button.
Well, that sounds easy enough. None of your opinions are insightful, by the way. I disagree with most of them. I think I'm going to like being Bob. And I hear he's rich.
Okay, well, first of all, stop looking. Don't worry about the shock button, okay? Stay away from that. We don't need that. Okay, so let's talk about my insightful things. You know, it's great. We've been starting work on our new book. So, you know, let's bring a little bit of this to the forefront of the last book. Don't you agree with me now that we should really promote the Circus Steakhouse up to the top 10
restaurants? Of course not. I totally disagree. It's like old Vegas schlock. Only you would like something like that.
Wait.
Hey, guys.
Hey, we barely got into this, but how are you guys?
Has it started yet?
How's it going?
It's going okay. I heard you were cooking for us.
Yes. I'll let you try that while we're doing our commercials, and then you can tell me what you think of it at the end of the show. So that'll be good. So we have a lot to cover tonight, and we've got a call in. Greg Brown's going to be calling. Is that correct?
Right. We're going to be talking to Greg in about 7 minutes.
All right. And we're going to get back to you guys probably at about 10 minutes. Thank you so much for opening the show for us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Bob's been away in San Diego for like 2 days, right?
Well, I left at 11 o'clock yesterday morning and got back at 11 o'clock today.
That's a lot of driving. Did you make money?
This time I donated.
Uh-oh. Well, that's not good.
To Rincon Casino.
Ah.
Not even tax deductible.
au contraire.
I like the Ocean's 11.
Oh, okay.
Crazy.
We have been telling everybody at your classes and on VP Free that we were going to post this monthly gambling tracker. And I have, in fact, done that. Now, I know you've been away and you haven't had a chance to look at it.
I have not.
All right. There are a couple things that for all the folks listening out there, you can download this gambling tracker from our website on the April 14th episode.
When he says our website, he means progressivevp.com.
You're not going to have that on yours?
It isn't there as of this moment.
Oh, well.
It will be on bobdancer.com, but it's not there right now.
All right. Now, there's a couple of things which I think you could best explain to people. In order for the tracker to work, they have to put in what their edge is. Now, this is not merely the return of the game. This is the combined edge. It's the slot club. It's the promo. So why don't you explain to folks how to do that?
I actually haven't looked at exactly what he means by edge. But edge does include slot clubs. It does include promotions. It includes some strong numbers, which a slot club you can get a definite number for. It would also include an approximation for like drawings, where you think it's probably the drawing's worth a quarter percent, but it's pretty long term with lots of variation. It will include your monthly mailers. So there's a whole lot involved in what your edge is, but it is the amount over 100% for each specific play. In general, that's what edge means.
Now, for calculating the value of promotions and other things, that class you gave on Tuesday was actually really good for that, wasn't it?
Yes, and we're going to cover similar subjects this coming Tuesday, and actually you're going to be involved in that.
Ah, yes, at the South Point.
At the South Point. Should we talk about the South Point now and get a couple of the commercials out of the way, and then we'll have our Greg Brown and our guest?
I think that would be a great idea, because I want to give these two amazing guests as much time as we possibly can.
All right, South Point. South Point is home to more than 10,000 video poker games, returning more than 99%. Nobody else in the world has that many. The April promotion is Chevron gas cards. To receive $50 gas cards, you play 8334 points during the month of April, which is the amount you normally play to get $25 in cash back or free play, your choice. Assuming you think gas cards are this equivalent to cash, this makes it a 0.60 slot club, which is very strong. It's most of the games are where you play with a slot club, or there's a lot of games where you're over 100% anyway, so this is a $250 gift from the South Point to the players. I personally think refusing gifts like this is rude, so I won't be doing that. Next week's video poker class is called Secrets of a Video Poker Winner. The class will discuss which games to play, the often misunderstood concept of money management, which is actually bankroll management, bankroll requirements of various games, including the triple play family of games, and one brand new feature we're having this time, which we've never had before, is we're having a wild man give part of the presentation. Frank Nealon will be talking about the cost of the Royal and how to use the spreadsheet that was briefly mentioned a few minutes ago. The classes are free, held in the showroom, and they're going to begin at 1 o'clock Tuesday afternoon. This will be our last class of the semester at the South Point. Starting in a little more than a month, we're going to have a new semester of classes at a brand new casino. To me, it'll be Samstown. And later in the year, we're going to go back to South Point for an entire new semester. So Samstown will be a new casino for us teaching and allows us to teach different series of games, because the best games at South Point and the best games at Samstown are not 100% identical. So I'm actually looking forward to that.
A little bit more on the spreadsheet, too. What this lets you do is it lets you track your gambling records not only for taxes, but also for yourself. It lets you see what your theoretical earn is, how much you should be making if you're playing with an edge, or gambling with an edge, as is the name of our show. And then it also gives your actual results and how much those are deviating. So it's an outstanding tool for anybody that's playing video poker. And it does come with a README file. So if you download it from the website tonight and you have any questions on its use, just go ahead and fire us off an email at gamblingwithanedge@gmail.com.
Before we get to Greg Brown, let me briefly also talk about Dotties. Dotties Gaming and Spirit. Dotties, most of their properties have 15 machines in them. They appear to attract a lot more women customers than other small locations. They are definitely not Frank's kind of pickup place, but it's generally the women are there because they feel it's safer. The place is decorated like a country kitchen, and it's the machines are kind of spread out, so you're not in a bar kind of situation. They have several of their locations at Kmart, and those are smoke free because Kmart is smoke free. Personally, these are the only casinos or only places where Shirley can play video poker because she has significant allergies to smoke. They have a number of, you get monthly mailers, which is a weekly coupon, and they do it in unusual ways. It's different every time. In addition to the normal checks in the mail, this month they have a type of a tic-tac-toe situation with a lot more than two symbols, and you go in and you match up your symbols with there, and they give you an extra few dollars depending on what you match up. They could have skipped that and just made larger checks, but this way it's a little bit more fun. So that's Dotties. We have Greg Brown on the line. Greg Brown is from videopoker.com, one of our sponsors. They are sponsored by Action Gaming. They are the people behind Video Poker for Winners software. And Greg Brown, welcome to Gambling with an Edge.
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
Great. Has the Vatican approved your sainthood yet?
Not quite.
No?
I'm still in the queue.
Still in the queue, huh?
Yeah.
You got a couple more miracles and you'll be there.
Yeah.
Just working on it.
All righty. So what's happening at videopoker.com?
Oh, well, I think probably most immediate is we have one of our monthly contests is starting tomorrow with a really fun new game that just came out a couple months ago called 100 Play with Super Times Pay, and you can appreciate the wild ride you get with that game.
100 Times Play, 100 Play.
Yep.
With Super Times Pay. Is it the same multiplier? It goes from 2x up to 10x. Happens about once every 15 times and adds about 0.25% to the equity of the game, and it doesn't change the strategy at all.
You got it. You got it. Just have 100 hands now.
Sounds like W2G City.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
So you get a 10x multiplier, and you pray to be dealt a full house or larger.
Yeah, or a royal, which has happened. We've had this contest once before, and I think the winning score was over 1 million credits. So it can be done. You just got to play a lot.
Well, wow.
It's expensive.
Well, yeah. Are these games actually in casinos?
There's five that are actually just showed up, and I don't know which casinos, and about eight on order. So there are 13 games out there, which doesn't sound like a lot, but it is a brand new game. But it is starting to get in the field.
All right. When you find out are these locations listed on videopoker.com, or will they be?
Yeah, yes, they will. They'll be under we have a link called Find a Game, and you can go in there, and it'll tell you the jurisdiction and the casino, and you can search by game, and it'll tell you exactly where it is.
Is this Greater Las Vegas, or is it?
It'll be, you know, in all the Class 2 states, but...
Class 2 states.
I'm sorry, 3.
Class 3 states.
Yeah, but it'll start in Vegas for sure.
So those 100 play machines are your creation, huh? Action Gaming?
Oh, yeah.
Not mine, but Ernie Moody's, yep.
Ernie Moody's, wow. Well, yep. I need to send him a Christmas card. I did really well playing 100 Play this week.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
Ernie doesn't think Christmas comes in April, Frank.
Well, it did for me.
He'll take a gift anytime.
Okay, good. So new contest. You can practice a new game. Yep. What else is happening?
Since we last spoke, we did launch a new website, all redesigned. We have some new features. Probably the most important for the real gamblers out there is that you can pick your own pay tables. So there's about 8 or 10 of the games where you can go and select a 9-6 or an 8-5. You know, you can select what you play in the casino, so you can get used to it online before you go play for real.
Oh, so it's going, so it's different. It's going to have a different look, or is it just a different motor on the inside?
What do you mean, the site or the game, or?
Well, in other words, so this is actually, it's going to feel different to the players.
It should, because, you know, it's going to be a different game than it's been up there before, if they choose.
Okay, can everybody get this, or do you have to be a gold member?
You got to be a gold member.
And how does that work?
Well, you can try it for 7 days for free and see if the benefits are worth it. And then if you like it, it's $8.95 a month or $79 a year.
Uh-huh. Very good.
Yeah. So I think this contest is going to be a lot of fun. There's about $1,000 in prize money up for grabs, and we have some bonus rounds, and we're actually going to have a random drawing for people that participate. It gets kind of discouraging sometimes when you see some of those million credits up there, and how the heck am I going to get those? But it can happen.
It can happen.
Yep.
And you can win $1 million in 6 months. I've heard of people doing that sometimes.
That's right. So that's the playable or the pay table choice. I think that's probably one of the best new features on the site. We have a thing called group contest where you can select your friends and associates and kind of create your own contest and pick your game and pick your hands and play for X number of days, which has been really popular since we launched. So that's
good.
Another neat feature.
All righty. So thanks a lot. We'll talk to you again next month.
Okay, guys. Have a good night.
Keep up the good work, but I don't really have to tell you that. You always do it anyway.
Okay, thanks, Frank.
All right. You have a good one.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Eating Las Vegas.
That's the name of a book.
It's 2011. Hopefully, I assume there's going to be several issues in the future.
Anthony Curvetus gave this to me for free, but I have a feeling it's going to cost me a fortune.
No, he didn't. This is my copy. He gave this to me for free. There's three authors, John Curtis, Max Jacobson, and Al Mancini. John is not here tonight, so that means we're going to talk about him. And so Max,
as we always do when the rest of us get together.
Max and Al are here in studio. So a softball question to start with. It says the 50 essential restaurants. So what is an essential restaurant compared to the best restaurants in Las Vegas?
Oh, well, I mean, I think all three of us would answer this slightly differently, but when we all got together and came up with the idea for this book, we didn't want to just pin down what the best were based on traditional criteria, because the truth is, you don't want to go to fine dining every night of the week. You know, sometimes you want something small, sometimes you want an ethnic place, sometimes you want a good hamburger, sometimes you want a great slice of pizza. So we said, you know, if the three of us, who agree on nothing most of the time, could agree that these 50 restaurants really best represent Las Vegas, give you a great cross-section, these are the places that if you've eaten at all these places, you've really gotten the best overall of what Las Vegas has to offer, if that makes any sense.
It doesn't.
No.
But I think what we all tried to do was give a sense of Las Vegas as a restaurant community. If you define major American cities, or for that matter, major world cities, when it comes to eating out, you know, for example, if you look at New Orleans, you'll find that what essential restaurants mean in New Orleans relates to the cuisine of New Orleans. You could make the same argument for Charleston, but Las Vegas doesn't have an indigenous cuisine. So what we consider essential here is prime rib
and shrimp cocktails.
Well,
what gives
you a cross section of what's going on in the restaurant community?
Well, I think you did a great job. What impressed me, I have a bit of a background in gourmet food myself. My dad was a movie producer, so I spent a lot of time in Europe eating at the finest restaurants. Before I was 10 years old, I think I'd eaten at 5 of the top 10. So I do know good food. And when I read this book, if it was a restaurant I'd been to, I found that I strongly agreed with at least one of the reviews and pretty much agreed with both the other ones. I won't say who I favored. So as not
but,
to
but
show.
That is actually the fun of the book, is finding out who favors whom, you know, because some people are going to relate to what I have to say. Some people, God knows why, are going to relate to Max.
I was interested that your opinions of restaurants were almost the same as mine. So that tells me if I read your book and you say something, it's probably going to be true for me if I go there.
Yeah, so. And that's what we hope that we're able to do. You know, I mean, if you're one of these people that seems to agree with Max, God bless you. There's his opinion.
I thank you for your impeccably good taste.
I actually did agree with Max a lot.
One of the things that I found most interesting was you had a veto section where one or two of you thought this particular restaurant was absolutely necessary to be in the top 50. And the other one says, over my dead body. And so you present your arguments on both sides. And apparently your rule is if one guy really hated it, it didn't get in. But you talked about it.
We're going to expand that. I mean, it was a good idea to begin with, and we didn't go far enough with it, and I think Al agrees on that. That's one thing John, Al, and I all agree on, and we are going to make that a much larger section of the 2012 edition, so sign up to buy it now.
But go out and get the 2011 first, just so you know what you're getting yourself into.
You actually have agreed to disagree.
Yes.
That's incredibly cliche.
You don't understand. When you talk about most restaurants in this town, finding 50 that we could agree on was unbelievably
How long
difficult.
Did it take you to do this book?
The actual sitting down and arguing about restaurants was a lot shorter than you would have expected. We, as Max has said often, with the first 30 or so were pretty obvious to all of us. And then it was, you know, hammering out the other 20. It took us, I'd say, probably about a month and a half, 2 months to bash those out. Is that what you remember, Max?
Are you referring to the writing process or conceptualizing it?
Writing process.
Oh, well, okay. You know, I remember... Bob will remember our friend, the wonderful lyricist from the 50s, Tom Lehrer, who once said, plagiarize, no, let no one else's work evagiarize. So don't
plagiarize. Good Lord, plagiarize.
I knew you'd know.
Never heard of the guy.
So actually, it took me, I think I spent about a minute and a half on each review, so that's 75 minutes. No, I mean, we did it. We knocked it out in about a month, don't you think, Al?
Once the writing actually began, once we could get all of us to clear our schedules to sit down and write, yeah, I think it was probably about a month
each. You know, getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning and banging them out on...
I spent 9 years writing my book.
On my Underwood.
And Well, your book probably sold a lot more copies than ours has so far. So
well, it shouldn't. Your book is so amazingly useful, but only for people that eat.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's hard to find people that eat. So, but if you do have an appetite out there, then this book might be for you.
That was actually Bob's. Bob didn't think that having food critics on was on topic for gambling, and I said, "Well, you know,
I still don't.
I think most people that gamble also eat."
Well, that's a non sequitur. Most people who gamble also go to the bathroom, but we're not going to have a show on plumbing fixtures.
Now, speaking of gambling, anyway.
Okay.
Snyder Diamond, by the way, I can hook you up with those people.
Oh, good, yes.
We have these very fine sponsors, Silverton, South Point, and the Palms. And if you guys could talk a little bit about their restaurants. I eat a lot at the Palms. So
okay, well, my wife works there, and I'm a very...
So you're not biased.
Well, I'm a very good friend of Barry Daycake, the chef at the Nine Steakhouse that either Al or John kept out of the book.
I vetoed that one.
But
and I like Barry. But
yeah, Barry's
vetoed
a great
nine?
Guy.
I vetoed the Nine Steakhouse.
And we all love Nove Italiano. All three of us love it. Gino's a brilliant chef.
It is amazing.
And as far as the other concessions
Simon is
in
also there.
Simon's there, but it's so far away. And then there's Little Buddha, which I'm not a fan of that ersatz Asian food. I've had two Asian wives, and I eat the real thing at home. And I like the cooking, too. So,
I had my birthday on Sunday, by the way, at Simon's, and Chef Simon came and sat down with us.
He's a great guy.
Bob was there, and yes. My slot host, Vladimir Manishevitz, and Dennis Aragorn.
That's not really his name, is it?
It is indeed his name, Vladimir Manishevitz.
You mean there's somebody named Manishevitz?
Manishevitz, yes.
I thought it was a conspiracy that Jewish families used so their children wouldn't grow up to be alcoholic.
Oh, that's what it was.
Pretty nasty stuff.
You have done radio before, haven't you?
I have, actually.
You used to have, how long was your show?
2 hours, but I had a co-host and a lot of call-ins. I actually only spoke maybe 70, 80 seconds in that 2 hours.
Oh, my.
Which is why he makes up for it every time we all go out to dinner and he pretty much monopolizes the conversation.
I see.
Can I disagree with Max?
Absolutely.
Why am I looking at you?
You like Little Buddha.
I love Little Buddha. I mean, I just love it to death. Maybe because I'm sweet on one of the waitresses, but, you know, hey.
It's pretty generic, don't you think?
Actually, the dishes I order there, you know, are exceptional. For just the ones I get, I mean, like our spider roll, the jalapeno yellowtail.
Oh, all that stuff you eat in Tokyo.
Not. Oh, that's what I wanted to ask you. I saw it right in the beginning of your book.
They don't serve California rolls in Tokyo?
They're starting to.
Are really?
Yeah, they really are.
Right in the beginning of your book, you had a review on with a Japanese restaurant, I think at the Cosmo, and you made a big point to say that they've airshipped all their stuff in from Tokyo Bay.
That would be Bar Masa
and at the Aria.
At the Aria, yeah.
That's not really a selling point right now, is it?
I say you're probably right about that.
Yeah, I don't know. I've actually been meaning to talk to Drew about that and find out how that's affected him. You know, the Japanese have been having a lot of problems shipping out gourmet ingredients.
I heard they don't have to turn on the lights anymore.
They do glow in the dark.
Yes.
But there was a ban on Kobe beef last year, which was a major thing, and
why?
Now this expensive seafood, maybe people don't want to eat because it comes from Tokyo Bay. So I don't know. A lot of the Japanese restaurants are going to be having problems catering to the whales, I think.
I'm nervous about it.
Well,
I really am.
Let's not make too much fun. I mean, this is just so sad. And I had a Japanese wife.
Me too. And she lives in Tokyo.
Yeah.
My ex-wife. And in fact, I encouraged her to leave. And she's going to Hungary for the summer.
Mm. What a disaster they had.
Terrible.
I had a question.
Sir.
How come in a book that talks about 50 essential restaurants, do you mention at least 100 restaurants? I thought that was kind of clever.
Well, you know, we had to make some lists in the back, Chinatown and pizza and things that needed to be in there because they're very, very popular. But the essays that we all wrote, we stuck to the 50, basically.
Yeah, I mean, you may come and say, where can I get great pizza? In a certain neighborhood, and we only have one pizza place in the book, Cetabello, which is an incredible pizza place. But, you know, if you want a pizza, that's not the only place in town you're going to go get it. So we gave you some runners up for pizza.
What do you think of Uncle Angelo's at Jerry's Nugget? Have you eaten there?
I actually have not.
I've eaten at the coffee shop at Jerry's Nugget, and I think it's pretty good. I mean, they have good homemade desserts,
right,
don't they?
I'm going to have to take you to Uncle Angelo's. It is
really.
It is unbelievably good Italian food. And
can we go to the Palomino
afterwards? Certainly.
Okay.
I have an old roommate that works there.
Seen one, seen
I hope
both.
It's not too old of a roommate.
Well, but Uncle Angelo's is my, you know, like, not known pick. And you're not going to spend more than $12 or $13 there.
Are you talking about pizza or Italian food in general?
It's called Uncle Angelo's Pizza Joint, but it's gourmet Italian.
So what do you like on your pizza, Frank?
What do I like?
Yeah.
Green peppers, mushrooms, or just a margarita with basil.
So you're not like a pepperoni.
No. Con basilica fresca, as we used to get it in Rome. I had my first pizza about a mile away from the Colosseum in Rome, by the way.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
What a pedigree, yeah?
Michael's?
Yeah, Michael's at South Point. So it didn't make your main list, but it made it in the gourmet steakhouse area.
Well,
yeah.
It's too expensive.
Yeah, I actually haven't been to the one at South Point because I went to the one at the Barbary Coast, and it was just so ridiculously expensive. It's, now, your listeners get a lot of comps, so for them, I'm sure it's probably a great experience if they're eating there for
it's
free.
It's only a restaurant. Look, the food isn't bad, but if you're not getting a comp, I mean, the average entree is $75 in there. Veal Francaise is like $64.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on. Who pays $75 for an entree? Even at the best restaurant in Paris,
you
won't pay that kind of money for a dish.
I've eaten there three times. I didn't know what it cost because I've never paid for food there. It's actually against our religion, isn't it, Bob?
It is.
Yes.
Well, at least paying retail.
The best dish is free at Michael's. It's that little pumpernickel cheese toast you get at the beginning of the meal. That's better than anything else they do.
Well,
if you
are playing at the South Point and you're getting comps, though, it is awesome.
Yeah, well, I've got plenty of points at the South Point. I could probably eat there, but the last thing I need is another meal.
Well, the comps are not they usually don't comp to that restaurant unless you're a big whale, meaning a big player. But in December every year, they give double value for your comp. So any existing points can go twice. So everything that's
I personally
will be
think
half price in December. So if everything in there were half price, would that be a good place to eat?
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, I don't like that old continental cuisine too much anyway. It's if you haven't had it in a long time and you're nostalgic for it, once in a while it's fun. The waiters are great.
Oh, yeah.
I love the maitre d'.
Are the waiters in maitre d' the same that were over at Barbary Coast?
Yep.
Okay, my waiter was absolutely horrible when I ate at the Barbary Coast. He sat down and discussed his divorce with me at my table.
We need to ask these people to re-up for being sponsored. I don't know. This might be tough.
Hey, they're food critics. They're telling it the way it is. That's their job. I had a good experience there. Twin Creeks at the...
I just reviewed the tapas menu in Las Vegas City Life. Great. Really good tapas menu. At least, you know, they're cool enough to understand that it's not traditional Spanish tapas. They still make good Americanized versions. And if you go during the happy hour at half price, it's an absolutely incredible bargain.
I like it, too. I like the it's underrated. I think it's good. I just wanted to put in a word for something you can eat at South Point, not Steak and Shake. I could care less about that. The coffee shop has old-school Cantonese food, and they do have some of the best old-style Cantonese barbecued spare ribs in Las Vegas. And if you like egg foo young, and I like shrimp egg foo young, you can get it at the coffee shop at the South Point, and don't eat the gravy no matter what you do.
My favorite there is the firecracker chicken.
I haven't had that. But, you know, it's the stuff we ate when we were kids. But, yeah, we both – I think Al and I both agree that Twin Creeks is good.
Mm. Yeah. And a great bourbon program. The guy who put that into – originally true. Brought it in is no longer there, but they've still maintained it since he left. Incredible bourbon program.
I agree
at the bar.
With you.
Of the three buffets, which would be your favorite, the Palm, South Point, or something?
I'd have to go with the Palms because I like the Middle Eastern stuff that the Moulous have on there. I'm not much of a buffet person, but things like hummus and baba ganoush don't
tabbouleh
really
salad.
Go bad in a buffet, so you can fill up on that. And then they have sometimes shawarma and Lebanese chicken. So if I eat the buffet at the Palms, I'm eating all the Middle Eastern stuff pretty much exclusively.
And amazingly, I'm agreeing with Max here.
Wow. Yeah. That's what I go there for, by the way. I just go there and eat all the Middle Eastern stuff.
Yeah, I think that's a no-brainer.
You know, I found, though, if I'm taking guests anywhere, the Silverton has a more wide variety. And sometimes I've taken guests to the Palms to turn them on to, like, my favorite stuff, and they don't like any of it. So
the Silverton is a place I frequent because it's not too far from my house. because I live sort of off of Windmill Parkway, which becomes Blue Diamond Road. So you go you go right out there, and you're at the Silverton.
Have you ever eaten the South Point Buffet, Bob? I don't think I have.
Yes, yes, I have eaten at it. It's not one of my favorites.
Okay. I'd have to say a C minus on the best day it's ever had. Sorry, well, Mr. Gone.
Well, that covers our sponsors pretty well.
we need new sponsors.
Former sponsors?
Yes.
Hey, listen, I like a lot of stuff. I love the South Point. I like to gamble there. I like a lot of the food there, and the rooms are beautiful, and I send all my friends from out of town there, so I can't run down the South Point. But the buffet is definitely...
So here's a couple questions. If you had 3 days to spend in Vegas and you were on a budget, what would your top picks be for value? Best food for the least price.
You know, one that I just was writing about for online, actually, is, and it goes kind of against the buffet thing, is Johnny Smalls is doing a really good deal over at the Hard Rock right now, which is unlimited tapas. If you have a player's card, it's $19.99 during dinner hours. If you don't have a player's card, I think it's $24.99. So you're talking in the same price range as a typical buffet, but you actually get to sit down and you get to, you know, have people serve you food that's considerably better than most buffets.
Well, I would say the best deal in town, bar none, and it's an extraordinary deal, and I don't know how long it's going to last, is to eat the $20.11 three-course lunch at Milos in the Cosmopolitan, a Greek restaurant that serves live fresh seafood from the Aegean. And it's just one of the very best restaurants in Vegas, and it's astronomically expensive at night. So you can eat there for literally, you know, 15 cents on the dollar for lunch and get the same food. It's just an unbelievable deal.
Another similar lunch deal that's absolutely incredible is over at Paillard. I think they're still charging $21 for the three courses.
Paillard's great at dinner, too.
Yeah, well, no, it is incredible at dinner, but to do three courses of, you know, fine French cuisine, exquisitely prepared for $21 is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And then some places in our book, like Manta, you know, where you can get out of there and have some great noodles in Chinatown for under $10.
Yeah, there's a lot of Asian stuff where, you know, there are a lot. I love Bosa One. You've eaten there, haven't you, Al? The little Vietnamese broken rice.
One.
Yeah,
broken
that's
rice,
like $7.
Yeah.
You get like three or four, maybe even five kinds of meats on this rice plate with Vietnamese pickles. I mean, there are a lot of places in Vegas that are sort of under the radar. Mm-hmm. I like Smash Burger, if you want a burger.
For fast food burgers, I think it's the best in town.
Never been there. I'll have to try it.
Yeah, there's one right down the street by UNLV now, and it's the least busy of the Smash Burgers. So it's right there on Maryland, near Trop.
I'm going to try that French one you recommended, too. My first exposure to French food, I think we went to Paris, and I ate on Le Bâton Rouge, the Red Boat. It's that glass-bottom restaurant that goes up and down the Seine. Have you ever eaten on that?
No, I have not.
It's amazing. Next time you're in Paris, check it out. It still runs.
I would love to do that.
All right. So now that's the low value, or the low price end. If price is no object and you're going to have two great meals on your next trip to Vegas, each of you pick one place.
You know, it's not the most formal, and I think because I'm the least formal of the three people that wrote this book, or definitely less formal than John, L'Atelier de Joël Robuchon, even though it's not quite as formal as his namesake restaurant, it's the place that I would eat every week if I could afford it, but I can't afford it.
They don't give you free food?
They do from time to time, certainly not every week.
I would probably, you know, I really like B&B, Mario Batali's Italian restaurant at the Venetian. I like it because it's most of the dishes there are dishes you can't get anywhere else in an Italian restaurant in Vegas. New York is a lot trendier with regard to Italian food, a lot more progressive, a lot more innovative. Here, the Italian food is a little more standard from restaurant to restaurant. And then for a top-end meal in the French cooking circles, you know, depending on my mood, I'd either go to Guy Savoir or Joël Robuchon.
Hmm. Agreement again.
But it's a big, Joël Robuchon's formal restaurant. Oh. But it's a little stuffy, and you know, you don't really feel comfortable in a Hawaiian shirt in there.
There's also a new high-end place in town that I just have to mention, which is E, the letter E with an accent over
it. Yeah, you
it.
Really went ape
by,
over that.
By Haleo. Yeah, it's in the back room of Haleo. It only seats maximum of 8 people. You have 6 servers, 3 cooks, 3 servers in the room. One price, $250, includes 15 to 20 courses, your beverage pairing, your tax, and your gratuity. So that really is a bargain for $250.
That's 21st century stuff, though.
Yeah, it's very experimental, very avant-garde.
I never really feel home at a French restaurant unless the waiters are extremely rude. They really are that way in Paris.
Yeah, I think that we have a new generation. I think things have changed quite a bit.
I was there 25 years ago. So.
You know, I'll tell you what's really changed the most. The older generation French chefs were really brutal with the staff, and they screamed at their cooks, and they screamed at their waiters, and these guys would go home crying every night. Now you have a kinder, gentler sort of kitchen staff, and it trickles down into the dining room, and now they're not as mean and nasty as they used to be.
I thought that was the charm, though.
You know, they're learning that people do not consider that charming anymore.
Well, I'm a big guy, and I like to beat them physically when they give me a hard time, and I enjoy that.
My own pick for coming to town is RMC Food Upstairs. I am a little biased. I used to do their computer networks.
Well, he has a new chef, and we haven't. In fact, he's called Anthony Fusco.
And we're going in 2 weeks.
We're going to eat there in a couple of weeks.
Oh, maybe I'll go with you. I got comps.
But yeah, Rick Moonen is a great guy, and we love him.
And RM Upstairs was one of our top 10 restaurants.
Indeed, it was. A little funny thing. I've been there 3 times now, and in all 3 cases, I took girls to break up with them.
Oh.
So we'd have a last, final, memorable meal.
Over the Taramo Salado.
So you could go with Alan Max and break up with him.
Frank, maybe you seem to be a prolific fellow with the ladies, with your divorces and breakups and all that. What's your secret? Is it the cooking? You forgot to ask us about that.
I have a very large corpus callosum.
I know the corpus callosum.
All right, anyway.
So we got a minute. So tell us, what kind of cook is Frank?
I loved
it. The sauce was very tasty. The rice was good.
Yeah, I thought it was great, but, you know, Max, you are the expert.
I would have done one thing differently, and it's not a knock on you, because that's probably the way Indian people like it. But my wife and I both agree that the dark meat of chicken, especially the leg, which is the tangri in Hindi, tastes a little better. So I would have liked it, instead of using the white meat, the breast meat, I would have liked that better if it had had some dark meat from the thigh or leg in, but the sauce was delicious and the rice was excellent.
Yeah, I actually grew those peppers and smoked them myself. That's what
gave
it the...
Very tasty. I ate it all.
Yeah,
you smoked them too much before you...
Stick them in your pipe and smoke them.
No, I have a smoker. Actually, I won it at the Silverton, I think. All right, so RM Seafood, be sure and invite me when you go. All right?
Thank you both for coming here.
It's our pleasure.
And you play enough video poker, Max. You should come to my classes when you can.
I really should. I probably could improve a 0.5% or something.
And before you
be
let
the
us
difference
go.
Between profit and loss, probably.
We need to do our giveaways for the week. Should I let them do the giveaways before they leave?
If they're ready for that.
All right. So I'm going to announce the numbers here. Folks, you can call in. We're going to just take the second caller. This is for Palms show tickets. So get ready to call in, and the number, if you're local, is 731-1230. That's 731-1230. If you're out of town and you're going to be here a week from Saturday, it's 866-820-5528. Go ahead and put
him
on.
I'm sorry? Oh, what was that? No, I was just going to mention, because we're...
Do we have him on?
Yeah.
Very good, caller number one. We're glad you're caller number one, and we needed caller number two.
Did you have a question for our guests before we let you go?
Oh, no. I just wanted to the number two caller for the giveaway for Palms right now.
Okay, if you try to call back right away, you might get it. Okay.
Except number two's already on the line. All right, you're our winner. Who are we talking to?
Grace, professor.
Ah, this is Grace. She's one of my students in the class. Frank had the best line in the world with Grace about a week ago. I will share that, but good.
Oh, God.
So, Grace, hang on the line. We will take your number, and you're going to go to the Palms.
Did you have a question for Al Mancini or Max Jacobson? They're our food critic guests tonight. You can't hear me? All right.
I can hear you. I can hear you.
You got to turn down your radio, Grace.
So don't hang up. All right. Talk to Lawrence. He'll take your phone number.
All right. Well, it's been really, really great having you on.
Yeah, it's been great being here. Thanks a lot for
and,
having us. Can I get one plug in other than that people should buy Eating Las
absolutely.
Vegas, the 50 essential restaurants?
And they should.
You can get that. You can get that book at Amazon.com and a lot of bookstores. But if you're out and about in this area of the studio right now, you can come and harass Max, myself, and John in person. We're heading over to Metro Pizza on Trop and Maryland. We're going to be judging a food truck competition starting in about 20 minutes. So, you know, you can buy a copy of the book. We'll sign it for you. Do the whole thing.
This is a roach coach competition?
Well, they don't like that term anymore.
Oh, okay.
Gourmet food trucks have taken over this town in the past year. I think Max was talking about them in L.A. and other cities maybe 2 or 3 years ago. And a year and a half ago, we had none. Now we probably have 2 dozen.
Trop in Maryland?
Trop in Maryland.
I'll see you there after the show.
Sounds good.
All right.
Thank you both.
Thanks for opening the show, too. That was funny.
Thanks for having us, man.
All right. All righty. Bob, did you have some more commercials to do?
I do. Let me talk about the Silverton. The new slot club is here, and it's yielding 0.3% cash back in the form of free play rather than comps only, which is what it was in March and before. 8-5 bonus poker is the loosest game that you get full points for, but if you include the mailers and especially the senior drawings, it is an excellent place to play, and I play there. The Silverton also offers slot club points for table games, such as blackjack, craps, and the like. If you are a table game player, you now will be able to know what kind of slot club benefits you are, which will help you determine whether or not you have the edge at blackjack or craps. You can get enough points there to change whether some of the games are negative or positive. Saturdays this month, they have a free slot tournament. You can earn 300 points and get an entry, up to 2 free entries. And if you're a regular player, you get them in the mail. And good. So that's Silverton. Our final sponsor is the Palms. The Palms, The Palms has drawings on Friday and Saturday night. And this month it's for Apple products, iPads, iPods, and the like, along with cash. So it's based on your weekly play. I'm going to be entering a week from now, 8 days and 9 days. Last time I mentioned it is I don't want anybody else entering that week because I want to win. And it was meant to be a joke, and I didn't win at all, and everybody showed up anyway. But several people afterwards said they're glad I told them that because they did not want to compete with me because I have more entries than they do. So they wanted to do it on the weeks that I didn't. So that was a unintended blessing for them. So anyway, I'm going to be there next weekend, not this weekend. PEW, play, earn, and win. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. You earn gifts, keep the points. Until tomorrow, it is light products such as lamps, flashlights, and the like. Starting Monday, there are electronic goods, such as iPods and those kind of things. The PEW promotions are their version of triple points because the single points are worth 0.25%. The products are worth about 0.5%. And so that's triple points, and they have them 3 times a week. And in addition to arguably being the best place to play video poker in Las Vegas, the conversation generally is between them and South Point. Triple points 3 times a week is a good deal. That's the Palms.
And that's the commercials. I was loved having those guys on. But I know you're not quite as big into food as I am. What's the best restaurant you've been to in town?
I don't go to the same level of restaurants as you guys do. I could not tell you the difference between a Bordelaise sauce and a Hollandaise sauce. I could tell the difference.
I have good news for you. From what I saw on the show Nova Science Now, do you ever watch Nova?
I have.
They had this big thing on taste. And apparently, it is mostly genetic. So it's not nature or nurture. It wasn't that your parents didn't expose you to good food. They did this incredible experiment where they did a genetic test of all the students in a classroom. And then they fed them various foods. And the scientist, the geneticist, was able to perfectly predict with 100% accuracy what children would like what foods. So it's apparently mostly a genetic component that dictates how you taste things and if they taste good to you or not.
So if I don't have a refined palate, I can still get into heaven.
Yeah, and the funny thing is, it's exactly opposite. People that like a broad spectrum of food are genetically deficient. So people that have are pickier eaters, they actually have more genes turned on. The ones with the genes turned off are not sensitive to certain harsh flavors, therefore they can enjoy more foods.
Interesting.
So I'm genetically deficient probably compared to you, Bob. That's what I'm really trying to say.
I don't doubt that for a second. let's talk about next week. Who's going to be on next week?
Oh,
Bradley Davis, among others.
Bradley Davis, yes.
Is that a name we're going to use next week or not? Have we asked him whether or not we're going to use that name?
I have not.
Then let's use Bradley Davis for now. Bradley Davis, in the early 90s, wrote the masterpiece on Joker Poker. It discussed 30 or 40 different Joker Poker games. And he's no longer in the video poker book writing field. Both Frank and I know him in other context, and so we're going to be talking to Bradley, and Bradley Davis is a pseudonym, and so he may or may not wish to reveal his real name.
Before he wrote the Joker Poker book, he worked for Nassau. Did you know that?
I did.
Yeah, and do you know what he does now?
I don't know.
Alcohol addiction management.
Interesting. That should be somehow similar to gambling addiction management.
Yeah, I think he actually programs the devices that you can wear on your wrist, which are court-ordered, and if you drink, they detect it and send a signal to the police or something like that. He'll have to tell us about it on the show, but he has had just one neat job after another. I'm excited about having him on. Now, we told all our listeners here that we were going to talk a little bit about type 3 errors, which are the didn't see it errors.
Okay. This is in video poker.
Gambling. We're talking about the show's about gambling, Bob.
No, but there's you could not see it in blackjack, or you could not see it in sports betting. There's all kinds of different advantage gambling games where you could not see it.
That is true. The classic one that I always had, and I don't know why this was, but if there were deuces on the far left and far right position on a screen, I simply wouldn't see the pair.
Uh-huh.
And for...
That's not good in Deuces Wild.
Well, this wasn't on Deuces Wild. It was when I was playing 5A Progressives with the team. But for 6 months, I couldn't see bookend deuces. And I had to fight it. And to this day, if I get dealt a five-card hand that has deuces on the left and right of the screen, I get a little twinge because it was so difficult for me to get my brain to actually spot those.
Is it an enjoyable twinge?
No, it is not an enjoyable. The hair on the back of my neck stands up. It's like my nemesis. It's like seeing my nemesis on the screen. Now, people have different nemeses. I believe that one of the most common ones is the inside straight with two pay cards, like Queen, Jack, 9-8. Have you had a lot of people complain to you that they miss those?
Well, some people just aren't looking for them if they start in Jacks or better, where you never hold an inside straight unless it has at least three high cards, and then you go to double-double bonus where you do hold the ones with two high cards or no high cards, or even double bonus where you hold those two plus the ones with one high card,
mm-hmm.
People just blink them. They just don't see them.
They're not used to looking for it.
Yeah.
I actually put on the website for today's show a little thing called selective attention. Well, it's on selective attention. And you'll go to a YouTube video. This is for all the folks listening. You're really going to want to do this because this is the main cause of type 3 errors, not seeing things. It's called selective attention. It's not so much that you're not seeing something. It's that you are seeing something else, and your brain is prioritizing it.
Okay.
So go to the website and look at this little video called selective attention. You're going to see some people bouncing basketballs around a court, and the job is to count how many times they bounce the basketballs. I won't say anything more than that on it. But this is going to perfectly illustrate why you can get dealt a video poker hand even though you know the strategy flawlessly. And type 3 errors, but we're assuming that if I were to ask you, hey, do you hold this, or is this better than that, you're going to get the answer right every time. But you're still going to make the wrong draw sitting at the casino.
That's a huge assumption. Less than 2% of the people know strategies flawlessly.
But we're saying this is a didn't see it, so they never had a chance. Wouldn't matter if they knew the strategy or not.
Okay.
Now, how would you think the best way to detect whether or not you're making type 3 errors? There's really only one way.
Why don't you tell us what that is?
Playing on your trainer, Bob, at home.
And whenever you make a mistake, the machine very politely says major error.
It does. And there's a little bit of an addition. What you need to do, if you think you might be making... this is almost a non sequitur. If you think you might not be seeing things, which, of course, if you weren't seeing them, you wouldn't know that you weren't seeing them. So probably just, what do you think, everybody should do this?
Well, I highly recommend practicing with a trainer.
Yes.
Mine in particular, but there's others out there. And if you're not practicing on a trainer, you have no idea what a bad player you are.
Okay. And so what you need to do to catch these errors, to find out, first the job is diagnosis. You know, the first step to solving any problem is admitting that you have one, or in this case, discovering that you have one. You got to play a little faster than you'd like. Kick up the speed. Remember, you're at home. It's not costing anything, but deliberately play too fast. This is going to make you quickly jump on the first thing that catches your attention, and if you are making type 3 errors, you're going to discover it. Now, I believe you're going to write an article, aren't you, using the team training technique for fixing type 3 errors?
Yes, I will be writing. We've talked about that. I promised about the audience that you had this great line. It's only going to take me a minute to do it. Can I tell you your great line? Thank you.
Okay.
Grace is a lovely lady. Her husband's very happy with her. But Frank was hitting on her at a lunch one day. Grace wanted to... Frank said his team had just hit this $14,000 progressive. And Grace says, well, please tell me where it is. And so Frank goes, I can't tell you. I've sworn to secrecy. Wild horses could not possibly drag this out of me. However, I have been known to talk in my sleep. So Grace blushed. I wish I had heard that line back when I was single. Right now I'm married and I can't possibly use that line. But I just loved it, and I just so I just made note of that. Anyway, it's a great line.
Well, thank you. It was an ad lib. You know, you're going to convince all our listeners that I'm just lonely and desperate. Oh,
well,
wait.
But that's because you are lonely and desperate.
Well, I'm lonely. I actually turned down a lot of possibilities, you know. It's just I have a fairly high standard for what I'm looking for because I want a serious relationship. And, you know, there's just not too many people that spark my interest.
All right. And the last thing we're going to leave in a few seconds is in 2 weeks we're going to have Tommy Hyland.
Ooh.
Tommy Hyland is one of the top blackjack team managers, and he's been doing this for decades. He's still out there playing today. So he's going to be on in studio, and you can be able to ask your questions.
All right.
Thank you very much. Go out and hit some royal flushes.
And see you at Metro Pizza if you want. I'm going there.
Even the gambler that's pure of heart and says his prayers at night may still become a radio show host when the wolfsbane blooms and the moon is full and bright. After having accidentally trodden on the toe of Abdullah Bulbul Amir, the current boyfriend of the mad gypsy granddaughter of Maria Uspenskaya, Frank found himself duly cursed. 1. To clearly remember all the times in his life when he's had amnesia. And secondly, to haunt the halls of KLAV Talk Radio at 7 p.m. on Thursday nights on the show Gambling with an Edge until someone loves him for who he really is and releases him with a kiss, or optionally, if he tricks a guest into saying their name backwards. Bob was similarly afflicted after accusing Ivan Skavinsky Skavar of strategy errors in a casino, but his curse was only to have to spend several hours a week with Frank. For an archived version of tonight's show, you can visit ProgressiveVP.com and BobDancer.com. The sponsors for the show are the South Point, the Palms, and Silverton Hotel and Casinos, as well as Dottie's and the website videopoker.com. Thanks for listening, and tune in next Thursday night at 7 for our next rigidly scheduled period of total spontaneity.
You already know Facebook is great for communicating with family and friends. But did you know it's also great for communicating with your favorite radio station? Search KLAV 1230 AM on Facebook to see all the great programming KLAV has to offer. And when you like us on our Facebook fan page, you're automatically entered in future contests for fabulous prizes. Like us on Facebook today and meet the KLAV host. Search KLAV 1230 AM on Facebook. Love us on radio. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. We are KLAV 1230 AM.
So the guy says the duck quacked me up.
Oh, you and the jokes.
The Jerk Show. Tuesday through Saturday, midnight to 3. On KLAV, AM 1230, The Clock, Las Vegas.
Hi, I'm Duke Liberatore.
And I'm Dr. Jan McBaron.
We are a husband and wife team.
And together we host the number one health talk show in the nation,
Duke and the Doctor.
You can hear our show weekdays from 6 to 8 a.m. here on KLAV 1230 a.m.
We'll discuss up-to-date health news, give away gifts, share in a laugh or two, and answer health questions from our callers.
Feel happy, healthy, and terrific when you tune in to Duke and the Doctor.
Monday through Friday from 6 to 8 a.m. on KLAV 1230 a.m., The Talk of Las Vegas.
Hey, it's Schnitt. Thrilled to be on the air in Las Vegas on KLAV 1230 AM, The Talk of Las Vegas. Join me every Monday through Friday from noon to 2 p.m. If you're tired of the same old blah, blah, blah talk radio in Las Vegas, then tune into The Schnitt Show. Las Vegans, if you want to hear a brand new, fresh opinion on conservative political talk, keep the dial locked in on 1230 AM KLAV or listen to me live online at KLAV1230AM.com.
Hello, this is Matt with Finley RV. Join me every Friday at 3 p.m. with the RVing Adventures radio show. I'll take you on a little adventure every Friday afternoon and discuss all the best places to travel with you and your RV. RVing Adventures is a way of life. If you love RVing as much as I do, then you'll tune in every Friday at 3 p.m. and let the traveling begin. The United States has so many wonderful places to get away to, and Finley RV has your vehicle to get you on the road to your next adventure. Stories, RV questions, and lots of fond memories every Friday at 3 p.m. right here on KLAV.
I'm Teresa Gordon Pierce, the host of a new show called Messages from a Psychic, a one-hour interactive show dealing with all aspects of the metaphysical and paranormal. We'll explore and clear up common misconceptions of the psychic world. We'll take your calls, bring you enlightened and gifted guests with topics not only inspirational, but also thought-provoking, interesting, and sometimes downright scary. Join me, Teresa Gordon Pierce, for Messages from a Psychic, Friday evenings from 7 to 8 on KLAV AM 1230.
Hi, this is Andrea Wasser, host of You're Hired, every Monday at 2 p.m. on KLAV. Join us to learn the steps that you can use to get a job. Do you want to get back into the workforce? Well, here's your opportunity to get resume tips, interview preparation, job search techniques, dressing for success, and more. Plus, we'll have many exciting guests and the do's and don'ts to help you get hired. So join us every Monday at 2 for You're Hired on KLAV 1230 a.m.
Las Vegans, you say you need affordable legal advice? How about some free advice? Tune in to Law by Barry Wednesdays 3 to 4 p.m. on KLAV. Just call 731-1230. That's 731-1230. And attorney Barry Levinson will take your questions on legal matters including bankruptcy, loan modifications, personal injury, and more. Remember, tune in to Law by Barry Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on KLAV. And if you want help now, call Barry's office at 836-9696.
Hi, I'm Lexi Kapp, owner and founder of Nannies and Housekeepers USA.
And I'm Lexi Sidekick, Mama Rita.
Rita and I will be hosting a new one-hour show every Thursday morning at 9 called Moments You Remember. We'll be taking your calls live and answering questions on the air regarding Nannies and Housekeepers USA services, of course, but also discussing life in general.
And we'll be surprising you with special guests.
Whether it's taking care of your child or providing care for your elderly parents, those are special moments. Moments You Remember, Thursday morning at 9.
Hello, this is Robin Zander.
Hello, this is Rick Nielsen from Cheap Trick for Rad.
Some people think it's fun to drive drunk, but that's unacceptable.
Be smart. If you drink,
don't drive.
Think ahead and choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives, and so should you.
Oh,
love us on radio, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter. We are KLAV 1230 AM.
You're listening to KLAV Las Vegas.